Okay, let's get started, everybody. So, very nice to see you all here. Welcome to the University of Jyväskylä on my behalf. And my name is Tiia Puputti. I'm from the University Library. At University Library, if you hear a term Open Science Center, that's the University Library and the University Museum. But yeah, so basically, my talk is about library services. I'm going to give you some tips, and hopefully this will be useful for you and helpful for you when you start your studies here. And if you have any questions at any time, if you'd like, you can ask questions at any time or after my presentation. But you'll get these slides, and all this information is available on the library website. But yeah, let's get started. So where is the actual library building? I'm not sure if you know, but our main library building is actually under renovation, so that's unfortunately not in use right now. But we have a couple of smaller library buildings or library spaces that you can use. And I've listed them here. So right here by the lake here, we have two library spaces. So our main library space at the moment is in Mattilanniemi MAA building. That's in the second floor there. So, and there are all the course books and stuff like that. And then the other library space where we have services and books and stuff like that is on the other side of the lake in Ylisten Rinne Library in building YK third floor. So the first one, the Mattilanniemi Library, is quite near this building. If you go out the main doors and over that way, so to the left, a couple of hundred meters, it's there. So Mattilanniemi Library and Ylisten Rinne Library on either side of the lake here. And then in Seminaarinmäki, we have Aalto Library, the third one over there. So, but that's more like a reading room space, and there are no services. And it's the books that are there are like historical old books. But there's a lot of space. So if you want to find a room where you can, a space where you can work quietly on your own, then, and if you are in Seminaarinmäki, that's a good option there. So that's in the main building in the building C, Aalto Library. Okay, but yeah, you can find all the information about the spaces on our website. And here I have a map to show you more accurately. So the lake there on the blue, and then I've circled the MAA and YK. Those are the main library spaces. And then up in Seminaarinmäki, circled in purple, that's the C building, the main building, and there's the reading room space, Aalto Library space. Okay, so the Mattilanniemi Library and Ylisten Rinne Library, which are the libraries here by the lake, those both libraries, you can pick up reservations and you can get a library card in either of those libraries, and you can loan and return books in either of those libraries. So there are books and there are services. More specifically, in Mattilanniemi Library, which is the library nearest to this building on this side of the lake, the red brick buildings, that's the library where you can pay fines if you do get fines at any point, and you can find course books and textbooks and fiction. And then on the other side of the lake, in Ylisten Rinne Library, there are no cashier services, so you cannot pay fines, but you can find our general scholarly literature there, so subject-specific book collections. Okay, so course books in Mattilanniemi and then other books in Ylisten Rinne Library. Okay, so a couple of things that are new in our services. You can pay the fines. If you do get fines, you can pay them online. You can use your credit card, so no Finnish online banking needed. And if you need to return books outside of the library opening hours, in the MAA building, Mattilanniemi Library, there is a returns hatch outside the main door. So for example, if you are on a walk at night and you want to return your library books, you can use the returns hatch there. And we have we don't have a proper a very generous selection of rooms where you can do quiet study and stuff like that here in this campus area in Mattilaniemi. But some of the classrooms in MAA building, you can just go in there if they're empty and you can use that space for quiet study. And then also, since the main library is under renovation, we don't have actual group work rooms where you that you could reserve and use for doing group work for classes. So that's the situation at the moment. But if you need an area where you can do group work, obviously there are like open spaces where there are desk tables and chairs and stuff like that. And obviously you can go there, and you can use the cafeteria and cafe spaces at the campus to do group work when they are not busy. And if you need to find computers where you can work, or not work, if you just need to find computers, our library has computers in the Mattilaniemi building, for example, in the main floor. There's a small area with lots of computers there that you can use. So, in Mattilaniemi building. Okay, and those are the sort of general information. And then you will be taking a library tour with your tutors. I think they are going to take you to one or more of the library spaces. And there you can see where there are self-service stations that you can use to loan and return books. So there are self-service stations to loan and return books. Of course, if you like, you can also visit the service desk and return and loan there. But there are self-service stations available. And then the tutors will most likely show you how to find books in the shelf. And there are several copy and print and scan machines. So one machine that you can use to copy, print and scan around the campuses. And there are some at the library. And you might ask your tutors to show you how to use them at some point. And then the library tour, you can also see like what kind of spaces there are at the library where you could study or do group work. And some basic guidelines about Finnish libraries and also about our library. It's free of charge to borrow, and it's free of charge to reserve a book. And we have YukDoc, the library database, and you can use that to find books and reserve books and access the online materials that we offer. And in a bit, I'm going to show you how to use YukDoc, you know, how to find books. And and we're going to go and have a look at how to find online materials, because obviously you don't only need paper books for courses, for classes. Often you need to use online databases, or you need to find an article online and stuff like that. So I'm just quickly going to show you how to do that in a bit. And at the library, you can always ask the staff for help, and we have lots of options to also how you can contact us online. So we have a chat service, and you can obviously email us or call us if you'd like. A couple more general guidelines about Finnish libraries. You can freely wander around the library, go to the shelves, pick up as many books as you like. You can read the books at the library, and you can take copies of the books. And you may borrow as many books as you wish. And then, like I said, we have the self-service stations where you can loan books, and then also stations where you can return books. And if you go to the library and you want to pick up a book, but all the copies are out on loan, then you can reserve or request books that are not available. And let's actually, at this point, see here how that works. So let's go and have a take a look at the YukDoc, which is the library database. YukDoc, and you can change the language. I changed it here. And then if you'd like to find any books, you can just write the book's name in the search box. And a lot of the books are e-books. And when you find an e-book, there will be a link that says available online, and then you just click the link, and then you can access the book there. And if you want to reserve a book, so if this was not available, you could log in with your university username and password, so university credentials, and then click here to place a hold or reserve the book. So now that the book is available, you would go to the library and you would go to the shelf, and it shows you here the shelf. If you click here, you will see the shelf numbers and map of the library space, and it will tell you that the book is at the location McBurney. So in this case, the book would be in the shelf according to the author's name. But sometimes the books can be in the shelf according to the book's name, so it's a good idea to check in YukDoc and see where the book is in the shelf before you go wandering around between the shelves and trying to find the book. So if you click here, you can see the shelf numbers and where the book is in the library space. But if this was not available, then you could log in and reserve the book. And when the book is available for you, you will get an email notification, and then you will go to the library and you can pick up the book. There's a shelf reserved for reserved books. So there's a shelf for reserved books, and you can just pick the book up from the shelf and use the loaning machine to loan the book. Or you can take the book to the service desk. But yeah, so you can pick up the books by yourself. And so the books have loaning periods that you can see in YukDoc. When you look at the book's information, it will tell you how long you can take the book out. And course books that are in Mattilanniemi library, they have 2 weeks of a loaning period. Or if you have, for example, dyslexia or other learning difficulties related to reading, then you can have a longer loaning period. But you need to have a certificate and contact Tuula Maijanen, which is the accessibility contact person at the university. And there, in the course book section in Mattilanniemi library, among the course books, there are some books that you can only take out for one day or a weekend, and it will say so on the book's cover. And generally, the fines, if your book is late, generally the fine is only like 30 cents or something. But these books that are short loans, if those are late, the fine is 10 euros. So please pay attention to those so that you don't have to pay 10 euros unnecessarily. But like I said, it will tell on the book's cover if it is a short loan. And then in Ylistönrinne library, where there are the subject-specific general books, those you can loan for 4 weeks. Okay, and then about the library card. You need the library card when you want to take out printed books, but you don't need to get it right away. And the library spaces are quite small. There's not much room to stand in line or queue. So please don't get the library card until you need it. When you do need it, it's quick to get the library card. It doesn't take a lot of time, and it's free of charge. But yeah, so don't queue unnecessarily, because there's no room at the library spaces to stand in line. And if you are, for example, accessing the databases that we offer or reading articles online, you don't need the library card for that. So you don't need the library card to use the online materials. You only need the library card to loan paper books or printed books. Any questions at this point? And like I showed you and said, the library database is called YukDoc, and you can find all the materials that we offer via YukDoc. So you can search for books, you can search for journals, And most of the journals that we offer are online journals, so only a few are paper journals, and those are mostly in storage. So if you go to YukDoc and you, for example, want to check out a specific journal, you can write the journal's name in the search box, and it will give you the links where you can access the online journal. And you will need your university username and password to access the online materials via YukDoc, because mostly they are restricted use. So somebody from outside the university cannot access them. But if you want to access them, you need to go to YukDoc, and then you can click the link in YukDoc and give your university credentials, and then you will be able to access the online materials. So always you use YukDoc to access the online materials so that you actually can use them, and it doesn't say restricted or something like that. So use YukDoc for, and then you can access the materials online that are available for you as students here. And let's go back to YukDoc. And just going to show you quickly up here, on the right corner, you can log in and you can use the university login, Haka login, to log in and see your information, books you have loaned, and stuff like that. Let's see here how to find different materials. So like I said, if you want to find a book, you can just write the book's name right here. But for example, if you want to find an article online, you can use this a separate search here, and it's called International E-Materials Search, which is a bit weird of a name, but International E-Materials Search is one way to find articles. And for example, if you write a topic here, or you can write the article's name, and search right here in the International E-Materials Search, it will give you articles, and you can also, here on the right side, you can narrow the search to find only peer-reviewed articles. Are you familiar with what peer-reviewed means? Mm-hmm. Good. So peer-reviewed is articles that have been sort of reviewed before they have been accepted for publication. So those are the more scholarly or more reliable usually. So you can narrow the search to peer-reviewed articles. And then again here, available online, these blue-green links will take you to the actual article. And like I said, always go through YukDoc, and then you will be able to access the article via this link, via YukDoc. But then, if you'd like to use the databases that we offer, you can you can find the databases that we offer if you go to the search functions up here, and then browse for databases. So search functions, and then browse for databases, and then you can, you know, access an individual database and do a more detailed search for scholarly articles in there. And we have over 300 databases, so this would need some narrowing. So you could choose your research area. For example, if you study business and economics, you can choose business and economics here in the research area. And then you could also see, for example, under the business and economics, you could still narrow the search. There are still like over 50 databases in business and economics. So for example, check articles here, and then you'll just have 6 databases left where you could find scholarly articles in business and economics field. And then click database interface when you want to go to the actual database and search there. Okay, so YukDoc, and then use YukDoc to find what you need, be it a paper book or the online databases or scholarly articles. And just in case you are not familiar with online databases, these are databases that contain a whole bunch of journals, and then when you go to the database, you can search those journals at once, and you can find scholarly articles. So it's usually a bunch of journals by a certain publisher, for example, in this case, ProQuest, or in this case, EBSCO, and this database contains journals published by EBSCO, and then you can search the database to find scholarly articles. Okay, let's go back to my slides and see what else. I think I covered these and this and also this. And we also looked at this. And let's see. Oh yeah, we have an online course and online learning materials. So, if you would like to learn more about how to find information, scholarly information seeking, how to find scholarly articles, how to evaluate your search, how to choose search terms and stuff like that, we have an online course that you can take, and the course is beginning in February, and you can get one credit for the course. It's not a very there's not a whole lot of work in this course. There's one course assignment that you complete in two parts, and you will get personal feedback for your assignment, and you can take it on your own or with a small group of friends. If you'd like to take this course, you can sign up in SISU. SISU is the system where you sign up for all the courses. You can search for Libesis or information seeking or something like that, and you should find the course there. I'm going to show you how much time do I have. 10 minutes, great. I'm going to show you a bit more about how to find stuff in the databases. But just at this point, we have at the library pages online, we have all of these guides where you can find a bunch of information about, for example, the library card and opening hours and all that good stuff. And if you want to read ebooks, sometimes it can be a bit tricky, unfortunately, because there are so many different publishers that offer ebooks, and they can be a bit different depending on the publisher. So if you have problems with ebooks ever, you can come to the library front page. So this is the library front page, and there's read ebooks here, and you could go here and find guide instructions for different ebook services and how to read the ebooks there. But usually it's not difficult. Usually you just go to Jugdok and search for the book with the book's name, and there's the link, and you click the link, and then you can open the book there. Okay. Let's go back to the databases. And let's go here. These EBSCO databases are very common in a whole lot of different subject fields, so in different disciplines. Many of you will, if you use databases in your field, it will look something like this. And mostly all the databases work similarly. So, for example, if you learn how to combine search terms in one database, that will apply to the other databases as well. But like I said, you access the databases via Jugdok, and then in the database you can search for scholarly articles. And in most research fields, in most disciplines, the scholarly articles are some of the most important sources that you can find. In some fields, mostly in humanities and stuff like in fields like that, also research information is also published in books, in book form. But scholarly articles are important in all research fields. Basically, the difference between books and scholarly articles is a book takes a much longer time to write and is usually more general and usually offers a broader view of the topic. And then scholarly articles are usually sort of reports on a research project, or they have a narrower perspective, but usually have newer information than books. So, and even though I said that books take a longer time to write and publish, scholarly articles also can take a long time to write because they will go through the peer review process before they are published, and that can take a long time. Let's see here. If you'd like to find, I'm going to use student well-being as a topic here. So if you'd like to find information about student well-being, you could just think of the main key terms and use these boxes to think of what kind of synonyms for this term there could be. And you could also limit the search here. So for example, if you choose abstract here, you are only searching for articles where student well-being is found in the abstract of the article. And when you would have more keywords here, but let's just see how this looks. And then you could limit your search to peer-reviewed or scholarly journals here. So even though this is a scholarly database, you still have to limit your search to peer-reviewed journals or peer-reviewed articles here. And then most of these articles will have linked full text here. So you would just click here if you wanted to read the article, linked full text or HAML full text or PDF full text. And some of these will only have, it doesn't really show here, but it says check availability. So some of these only have like this check availability link and not the PDF right here. So then if you'd like to read this article, you would click here, and then it says full text available here. And if you'd click here, then you would be taken to another database, and there you could actually read that article. So some articles you have to click here and check availability, and then you will be taken to another database. And some articles you can find the linked full text or PDF right here. Okay, I think I'm not going to go any further than this. If you do have any questions, like I said, you can contact us by email, or you can use the chat service in UCDoc, or if you come to the library, you can ask the staff at the desk. Any questions at the end here? Okay, so this was a quick introduction to the library services and a quick introduction to information seeking basics. And I'm just maybe going to show you here. So this was the library library front page. And if you go study online here, and I have the link to this in my slides. But if you go to here, study online, and go here, library tutorial, this is our online guide for information seeking. So if you'd like to learn more about information seeking, finding scholarly sources, this is our online material, online guide for that. Okay. But let's finish here. Thank you very much, and have a very nice stay.